The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Joined now on the line by Padraig Curley, who is the president of the Teachers Union, the ASTI. Padraig, what issues do you and your members have with regards to leaving cert reform you'd like to see addressed?
Hello, Kieran, and to all your listeners. The ASTI and teachers in general, our members, have a number of concerns about the senior cycle. Just to tell your listeners, the new courses coming in, there's 7 revised and 2 new courses coming in this September. That's the minister's choice. It's a curriculum issue, and that will be coming in September. The main areas of concern is there's 3 very, very popular subjects that are under this revision, and they are the sciences, biology, chemistry, and physics, and also business studies. They were among others. Now, what the new course essentially does is it says that each student must produce a project or an AAC, additional assessment component, and it has to be a minimum of 40%. Now, the ASTI and its members have welcomed reform of the senior cycle, the Leaving Cert. We've engaged with it. Also notable has been the ISTA, the Irish Science Teachers Association. And we've engaged with the department on many issues. They haven't been addressed. I think our major thing that I would say to your listeners is there's an issue here with equality and fairness. If you just look at it, we called now the new senior cycle has been accelerated as well. That's an important point. We asked for it to go back to its original time frame because it's rushed. There's things that haven't been done. So, for example, there hasn't been an audit of science labs. There's definitely a huge inequity between facilities and resources available to, you know, in different schools. That's it. These, and as I said, this is even in the same town, never mind cities.
Yeah.
So there's going to be inequity built in right from the word go on that. And if we even extrapolate it further, then we have, it's the nature of these assessments. I mean, people think, oh, are you anti-project? Well, I'm a practical teacher. I've spent I'm 30 years teaching. I'm going to do another 10. I love my subjects. I teach construction studies and drawing. There's a practical component in them because I'm a practical teacher.
Yeah.
I've no problem with students doing projects, none at all. But everyone would say it has to be fair. And there's a problem with these projects, particularly in the sciences, as I'm saying. The ISTA and the science teachers have really highlighted this. They're an analytical type of people. I think it's by their nature.
And sorry, the problem is that the difference in the quality of labs in schools will impact the ability of kids in those schools to do the projects. Is that the idea?
Well, of course, that's one thing. Yeah, I mean, and it's not even just the quality of labs. Some schools will have 2 labs. Some schools may have one, will only have 1 lab. Now, biology is a huge course. There's a lot of students that do biology. Plus, you have all 1st, 2nd, 3rd, you know, TY, 5th year as well that have access. So access to the labs might be problematic. So you can see these experiments taking place in general classrooms. But I think just briefly to touch upon it, that's one area. The second area would be the actual assessment itself. You'll do a science experiment, but that's not actually what you will be handing up to the State Exams Commission, Kieran. You'll be doing a report based on that.
Yeah.
So you'll do a written report based on that. And I think the ISTA, again, the science teachers, did a very interesting survey where they got 4th-year graduates of agricultural science. They weren't graduates yet, 4th-year undergraduates, to carry out this project. They had a UCC, brilliant lab, 3 weeks to do it. They produced a 30-page report, and at the same time, a 30-page report was generated by using ChatGPT, paid version, and both were sent off to a state exams examiner, and lo and behold, the generative AI ended up with 3% more. So
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. It is slightly funny. But this is the issue then as well, is that we're introducing this new reform that's been long called for from some quarters at the exact moment that technology means that kids can circumvent it. That's the other problem, is it?
Well, we look at it now, and there's even an Oireachtas thing I was watching the other night on AI.
Yeah.
But the effect of AI on education is going to be huge. Now, education is supposed to be the great leveler. And one of our biggest objections is this will exasperate the economic divide.
But is it your contention then, Pádraig, or you, is it that you're looking for the pause button to be hit on this until we can work out what impact the likes of AI will have? I guess the issue around labs is around resourcing and capital investment. Go on.
Kieran, that's already been refused. We did request that it go back to the original time frame. That wasn't adhered to.
But I'm just conscious these 5th years who are starting this are going to be starting in the next kind of 7 to 10 days. So what are you looking for to happen in the next 7 to 10 days?
We want the assessment of these things to be as AI proofed as possible, so one student that would have a great computer, very, very high-spec computer, great Wi-Fi, maybe a paid version of generative AI, that they won't be advantaged compared to a student that can't afford that. And it's not that we're anti-AI, because we live in the real world. We want students to have these skills. But you can't have a high-stakes exam that basically, you know, for want of a better word, I've heard it mentioned, that you can cheat on, that you can basically put in reports. And by the way, the other thing too, because I know I'm on a time frame here, this is in the interests of students, because if the project is all going to be AI generated and everyone gets 35 to 40% in it, and that's fine, well, then it's still the exam that will separate the H1s from the H2s. So the whole premise of introducing this reform to reduce student stress needs to be examined very carefully, because I mean, I'm speaking as a parent here. This and I know what I'm talking about. What my own daughter was very stressed with it, and I sympathise with any parent in that position.
Yeah.
This is not going to reduce stress on students. It could exasperate it.
Pádraig Curley, who's president of the ASTI. Pádraig, listen, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.